Well, I mean, the unemployment rate, you know, for May went up 0.2 points to 4.7%. So obviously, you know, that's not encouraging. On the establishment survey, we had a decline of 700 jobs. So we continue to see the reduction in employment in the mining industry and in manufacturing, and so that wouldn't be a positive. So overall, I would say it's a disappointing result, not a surprising result to see the unemployment rate increasing the way it did. Disappointing, not surprising.
When you talk about the drop of jobs, the number of jobs in the mining sector, of course, that includes oil and gas.
Right, it's mostly oil and gas.
Right. So, you know, $50 oil in recent weeks, do you see anything that those prices might be turning this around at all, or is it a continuation of more bad news?
Well, I don't know about the microeconomic conditions that each of the companies in that industry would face. Whether $50, a barrel might, cause them to at least stop layoffs, or if it would, at what point they would begin to be able to hire individuals back. I mean, my sense is that we're not at the point yet where jobs would be beginning to come back yet at the current prices.
It's still astounding when you look at the mining and logging figures that show a drop of 10,400 from May of 2015 to May of 2016. But the industry itself has suffered even more than that if you go back to 2014, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. The high employment that we saw in the industry, or I should say the recent high employment, was November of 2014. And since that time, we've lost about 30% of the jobs, 19,200 jobs by our count on these preliminary estimates. So it's more than just a 12-month story, for a year, more than a year and a half now. It has really lost a lot of jobs, a little over 30%. Manufacturing, there are portions of manufacturing which are tied very closely to oil and gas. Over the month, it was down 2,000 jobs, but since its high in December of 14, it's lost 16,400 jobs, or about 11.5%. Those jobs typically pay more than the average job here in the state when you're looking at mining and manufacturing. And so that's having a ripple effect throughout the rest of the state economy.
Well, no wonder it is, because you're talking there a combination of almost 36,000 employees in those two sectors alone since the fall of 2014.
Correct. Now, we've had some areas that have grown. I mean, last month construction was up 1,800 jobs rather. So that was good. We had a good size gain in healthcare. It seemed to be concentrated a lot in ambulatory healthcare services. So I mean, there are industries that are growing even in May.
It's hard for people to understand that the energy sector alone is causing such a drag on the state's economy, but it really is. I mean, it's very, very serious, isn't it? Getting worse.
It is serious. I mean, it's an important industry for us in terms of the number of people that are employed, in terms of the wages that are paid, in terms of the linkages that we see with other industries. You know, it's not just the 50,000 people that are directly employed in that industry, give or take. It's that you have, linkages to manufacturing. You have, linkages to several other different industries, transportation. And when that industry, when oil and gas is low and they're laying off individuals, you have problems with business activity. You have issues with royalty payments. You have issues with the state budget that we're cycling through right now.